This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. There is so much to freaking get to today. We just talked about the Pete Hegseth, SecDef, Secretary of Defense pick by Trump. We are going to get into the Matt Gaetz AG pick that has everybody screaming at each other right about now. I'll get to that shortly. I wanted to address the Senate leadership thing, but I'll get to the Senate leadership thing before I get to Matt Gaetz. I wanted to do something more important before I did any of that. I want to look back on February to when I called all this.
John Thune, who should have been primaried forever ago, but of course he's handsome and speaks very well on TV. John Thune's probably going to be our next Senate minority or majority leader.
I just wanted to make sure that got played during the show, Chris. I don't know why you're shaking your hands. It's just Oracle's doing Oracle things. Chris, sorry you can't participate in any of that. All right, seriously, before I get into the Senate leadership thing, I wanted to read this email. Dear Oracle, I'm looking for some words of wisdom following Veterans Day. I'm currently active duty in the world's greatest Navy. I attended a Veterans Day parade at my child's school, and we were treated like rock stars. It was overwhelming and left me feeling guilty. Later that evening, I found myself tearing up, thinking about my brothers that took their own lives after getting out, and thinking about how much I struggle with depression and substance abuse and thoughts of suicide. Does it get better when you get out? I have two boys, and they keep me fighting. Did say I can say his name. His name is Brandon. So let me speak to not just Brandon here, to everybody in, and maybe everybody who got out, and maybe you are struggling. This is a very, very common theme with veterans. And we've had this talk before, and we're going to have it a million more times until every single veteran and guy currently in understands this. When you join the military as a young man. I can't speak for the women. I've never been one. When you join the military as a young man, you fulfill so many things that are traditionally male and that biologically are male. You test yourself. You test yourself physically, mentally. That's a very male thing. Combat. You know, we are made for combat. That's part of the reason God made men bigger, stronger, and faster than women. There's a reason your shoulders are bigger and your hips are bigger and you have more lung capacity and muscle mass. And it's not just so you can be better at basketball. It's so you can pick up a spear or a gun and go kill people in defense of your country and your family. Men are built for war. You are. That's part of why you're built this way. And you're fulfilling that. And men instinctively, especially young men, but really all men, Men have a taste for adventure. It can be hard, especially for mothers to watch. It can be hard for mothers to watch, but young men will look out. You said you're in the Navy. Young men will look out at the vast, frightening open ocean, and they will say to themselves, I wonder what's on the other side. I think maybe I should take some chances and go find out. When you are a young man and you sign up to join the military, you get a lot of boxes checked in your life. I did this and I did that and I did this. And for a variety of reasons, that can be deadly if you allow it to. One of the main drivers of this is young men, however young you are. I don't know how young Brandon is here, but this honestly, it applies to men in their 40s, right? You're still not old in your 40s. Young men will think as they're wrapping up their military service that they have done the last cool thing, manly thing they're ever going to do. When you have some young stud, he's getting out of the Navy, he's been on an aircraft carrier, he partied in Spain one night, he's seen the globe, he's done all this with his friends, and you present this young man with, hey, we can find you a good job, got a 401k, and a wife, get you a pretty little wife, and then some kids, and it almost seems small. If you're not looking at it the right way, you put one awesome thing on your resume. It's not the last thing that goes on your resume. Your service is not done either. You are the most prized citizen in this country. We need you to be involved in politics. We need you to be involved in the workforce. We need you to go find a dime and put a ring on her finger and make babies with her and raise patriotic young men and women. You are necessary. The rest of your life is not boring just because you're not partying in Barcelona with your Navy buddies. The rest of your life is different. And dare I say it, in a lot of ways, better. I have been there, young man. I have been in the Marines. I've been partying in different parts of the world. Almost got myself killed in Iraq and other places. I have seen the adventures and the oceans and the darkness and the hardship. And I've come out and I've been depressed and I've drank too much and I've thought this is all worthless and pointless. And now I've moved past that phase in my life and it's wife and kids. And in many ways, it's better. Now, I'm glad I did what I did. I'm glad it's there on the resume, but I'm also really glad it's not the last thing. You have not done the last cool thing you're ever going to do. If you get out of the Navy, fine. Go march on and do something else. If you stay in, fine. But allow me to address one more thing, so I want to get to the Senate leadership thing. You mentioned you're struggling with depression, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. You know that I've done this. I've been very open with you many times about my struggles when I got out of the Marines. I was so angry and violent. I was actually talking to my mom the other night, and it really broke my heart watching how much you could tell I broke her heart back then. She was, and I'd never seen it from her perspective. We were talking around. She had come down to visit, and she said, when he got back from Iraq, she was talking to me and Ob. We were sitting around just talking, discussing things. She said he was just so sad and so angry. And I just felt so helpless to pull him out of it. As a mom, all I could do was watch my baby who had changed so much. And I couldn't get him out of it. I couldn't and didn't have any idea how to help him, you know. And so that's where I was. I've been where you are, exactly where you are. The booze makes it worse, or the pills, or whatever you're doing. And I know why you do it, and I'm not judging you at all. I have no right to judge you. I've done it. If you've done it, I've done it worse. I've done it longer. Trust me, I know. It makes it worse. If you could go, maybe take a day off. I'm not doing this thing where you gotta quit, although you should eventually. Take one day off. One day. And see if maybe that improves. All right? All right. Don't you dare harm yourself. You got two young men. They need you, and the country needs you. So all you vets listening right now, everybody, if If you're thinking about that crap, stop. You are needed now. Now let's talk briefly about the Senate leadership things. I don't want to spend any time on it because the doing is done. They had their secret vote today. And yes, I predicted it and I've been obnoxious about it. That's just to give Chris a hard time. But I saw it coming because it's easy to see coming. John Thune is the new Senate Majority Leader. And you know why that is. We've talked about it before. These red state GOPers, they don't participate in primaries. And when they do, they go vote for the guy who's in. And so we end up getting stuck with the worst senators from the reddest states. Now, Thune today said a lot of good things after he became the leader.
This Republican team is united. We are on one team. We are excited to reclaim the majority and to get to work with our colleagues in the House to enact President Trump's agenda. We have a mandate from the American people, a mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
Okay. They all know enough now to drop Trump's name 1,000 times. You're going to hear a lot of that. He talked about the nominees that have to get confirmed.
Well, what we're going to do is make sure that we are processing his nominees in a way that gets them into those positions so they can implement his agenda. How that happens remains to be seen. You know, obviously, we want to make sure our committees have confirmation hearings like they typically do, and that these nominees reported out to the floor. But I've said this, and I mean it, that we expect a level of cooperation from the Democrats to work with us to get these folks installed. And obviously, we're going to look at explore all options to make sure that they get moved and that they get moved quickly.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not going to beat anyone up anymore. We're not going to focus on the bad. Let's hope Thune does not become an obstructionist. Thune's own political career is invested in remaining at least kind of popular with South Dakota Republicans. So let's look, we got him now. There's nothing we can do about it. Let's cross our fingers. Hope he gets the nominees through. Hope he doesn't listen to this crap from Chuck
Schumer.
Just
been told that Senator John Thune will be the next Republican leader in the Senate. I congratulate Senator Thune on being chosen by his colleagues as the next Republican leader. I look forward to working with him. We've done many bipartisan things here in the Senate together, and I hope that continues.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, Chuck. All right, whatever. It is what it is. Let's go talk about Matt Gaetz, Attorney General, disruptors, and more. First, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. We just did a long talk last hour about the global war on terror. And while it is over for most people consider it to be over, it's not over for the guy who went over there and lost his legs in Afghanistan. I interviewed a young man, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. I interviewed a young man yesterday. He lost both of his arms, both of them. He has two prosthetic arms in Afghanistan. You know that Tunnel to Towers builds smart homes for these catastrophically injured veterans so they can do things like bathe themselves, cook for themselves. They can be much more self-sufficient so they can feel like less of a burden. They always talk about how they feel like they're a burden, which I hate, but they feel that way. $11 a month. That's what Tunnel to Towers asks for. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Now let's dig in. Most people are kind of on board with Pete Hegseth. There's some reservations. Does he have enough experience? But I already told you why I'm a big fan. Love this pick. Now let's talk about the pick that is a coin flip with anti-communists, with Republicans. The big boy, Donald Trump, announced a few hours ago, he announced that Florida Representative Matt Gaetz is going to be his pick for Attorney General. I need to again remind everybody, he has to be confirmed through the Senate. And this one might be a problem. Matt Gaetz getting through a Senate confirmation process might be a big, big problem. But we can't deal with that problem right now. The Senate is what it is. We'll see where we go from here. So let me explain to the haters and lovers of this pick why I love it. And I will tell you, it doesn't really matter who you are, whether you love this pick, love Matt Gaetz, or whether you hate it, I'm probably about to offend you a great deal. So just bank on being offended. If you turn off the radio, fine. I'll be here again tomorrow. It's not my job to try to dance around things. It's my job to give it to you straight. So here's what it is. Matt Gaetz is a freaking obnoxious individual. Completely obnoxious. We have all known a frat boy type like Matt Gaetz. And an obnoxious individual, a bomb-throwing bull in a china shop who doesn't care how many enemies he makes, is the exact kind of person we need taking over the Justice Department. We have a Justice Department full of poisonous snakes. We have a Federal Bureau of Investigation full of those same snakes with some criminals mixed in. Our Justice Department in this country is evil. What we need is what we have not had. We need somebody to walk in there and start breaking things. We have got to change our mindset. The American Department of Justice, the United States of America's Department of Justice, they sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation after school board moms. Retired special agent Steve Friend and friend of the show retired in part because the FBI was, they told him he had to go jot down the license plate numbers of angry parents who showed up at school board meetings for the FBI's counterterrorism division. And he had to do that on orders from Merrick Garland in the DOJ. The DOJ sent the FBI after pro-lifers and threw them in cages for the rest of their life because they were angry about Roe versus Wade being overturned. We don't have bad people in the DOJ. We have criminals in the DOJ. And you know who I want to walk in? I want this guy, obnoxious as he is, to kick in the door and be a bulldog.
Attorney General, you've told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fani Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
The offices you're referring to are independent offices of state.
I get that. State. The question is whether or not you will provide all of your documents and correspondence. That's the question. I don't need a history lesson.
Well, I'm going to say again, we do not control those offices. They make their own decisions.
The question is whether you communicate with them, not whether you control them. Do you communicate with them and will you provide those communications?
You make a request, we'll refer it to our Office of Legislative Affairs.
But see, here's the thing. You come in here and you lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there is coordinated lawfare against Trump. And then when we say, fine, just give us the documents, give us the correspondence, and then if it's a conspiracy theory, that will be evident. But when you say, well, we'll take your request, and then we'll sort of work it through the DOJ's accommodation process, then you're actually advancing the very dangerous conspiracy theory that you're concerned about.
Remember that talk we had at the beginning of the show? In case you're just now joining us, about the teenage boy who was losing his mind. And so the parents had to sign him up for one of those reform school boot camps. And they had a couple guys at 3 a.m. kick in the door, rough him up, and drag him off to boot camp and make his life hell for a few months. And they turned his whole life around. Jesse, I don't like Matt Gaetz. Fine, good. I don't care. I don't care for him either. I'm not hanging out with him, not having a beer with him. Jesse, he doesn't have the experience. You don't even need to be a lawyer to be the attorney general. Do you realize that? You don't even have to be an attorney. What we need is somebody who's going to blow up an organization that is a poisonous disaster and harmful to the liberties of the American people. We need Mr. Obnoxious. We need the guy who loves making enemies. That's exactly the kind of guy we need. I will finish my thoughts on Gaetz in just a second. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, an amazing Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Now, one more word on Matt Gaetz. I understand you may love it. Remember, we might, if you love it, let me tell you, we may be in trouble on the confirmation process. We already have GOP, well, allegedly GOP senators like Murkowski saying absolutely not. Gaetz may have a very difficult time getting through. Just prepare yourself for that. And remember, if he doesn't get through, that probably makes Trump's second pick more likely. So maybe maybe that would work out for you Gaetz haters. I understand that. Gaetz is an obnoxious individual. I get it. But people like him are how you disrupt the status quo. You don't disrupt the status quo by slightly changing things, and you pretty much can never disrupt the status quo politely and without pain. If your sales department has been lackluster in sales for a long time, you're not making it, not making your quotas, and they bring in a new sales manager, and he kicks in the door and starts screaming at everybody and tells your entire sales department that the bottom 10% of your sales department will be fired by the end of the month. And he starts making you do terrible things, and he's watching you do follow-up calls. You will hate him. In fact, your entire sales department will hate him. You will all go meet at Chili's for beers on Friday, and you'll discuss how he's the Antichrist. And guess what? Your sales department will drastically improve, and in the end, you'll probably make more money. Bill Parcells is the coach you're thinking about, Chris. Bill Parcells, famously, he's that football coach for those non-football types. Love Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells was that hard-nosed football coach who would constantly, it was almost miraculous, he would walk into these embarrassing teams who never won anything, and Parcells, in a year or two, would have them all in the playoffs. All these losers, these guys couldn't win a game. One of the ways he did it, Bill Parcells came out and admitted the bottom third of the team, he intended to fire a third of them immediately. He walked in the door and knew immediately, a third of you guys are bums. You're gone. disrupting things, changing the course of things is uncomfortable. I don't like him. He's obnoxious. Yep, that's the point.
The ghostwriter didn't delete the recordings just as a matter of happenstance. Ghostwriter has recordings of Biden making admissions of crimes. He then learns that you've been appointed. He then deletes the information that is the evidence, and you don't charge him.
That is reflected in the report, and one of the reasons...
Like, what does somebody have to do to get charged with obstruction of justice by you? If deleting the evidence of crimes doesn't count, what would meet the standard?
So, Congressman, as we state in the relevant chapter of the report, one of the things that Mr. Zwanitzer did not delete was transcripts of the recordings that he had created that included inculpatory evidence relating to Mr. Biden.
Oh, so if you destroy some evidence but not other evidence, that somehow absolves you of the evidence you destroy? Here's what I see. Zwaniger should have been charged, wasn't. Biden and Trump should have been treated equally. They weren't. And that is the double standard that I think a lot of Americans are concerned about.
Ah, that's obnoxious. It's immature. Yes, it's obnoxious. It's immature. Exactly what we need. Exactly what we need.
How often do you brief President Biden?
This is him going after Christopher Wray, by the way. Remember when our senators like Grassley, Christopher Wray, do you think you could stay for a couple extra questions? I want to make sure it's please, if you wouldn't mind staying. That's how some people question Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI. Matt Gaetz questions Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, differently.
How often do you brief President Biden?
You mean on this specific case?
No, in your role as FBI director.
I mean, I don't know that I could give you a number.
Is it weekly, monthly, daily?
It's not at a regular cadence. There have been times when there have been months at a time when I haven't, and then there have been times when several days apart I have. Okay. It's always with other people.
Okay, so when did you notice his decline?
In my interactions, in my role, all my interactions with the current president have been completely professional.
Right, but I mean the cognitive decline. I'm not saying he treated you unprofessionally, just maybe not picking things up as quickly as he used to.
Again, I don't meet with him very often, but what you're describing is not something that I've observed during my interactions with him.
I mean, we've had it observed so often that the ranking member and Mr. Schiff on this committee have said that he could no longer continue as a candidate. And so, since you're the FBI director, I was just sort of wondering, who's running the country? If something bad happened, you'd have to go brief President Biden about it right now, God forbid?
And I, on any number of occasions, I have briefed the president, and as I said, those briefings have all been uneventful and unremarkable.
Now we can chart a new path that may be obnoxious and immature, or we can continue with the status quo.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest. I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out of here.
Yeah, so you took more than 5 minutes.
Just having some fun. Hey, would you mind waiting a little while? I don't want to put you out. There's some, you bathroom break. Oh, Chris, you old kidder. That what you want? That's not what I want. I'm done with having a criminal government. I want the criminals to be afraid. I want an obnoxious bull in the china shop to break down the front door and start firing people. I want people to be fleeing in horror. I want New York Times op-ed after New York Times op-ed about the disastrous, poisonous, hostile work environment Matt Gaetz has brought into the Department of Justice. I want to hear weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want communists to run to Newsweek and talk about Matt Gaetz and how he was mean to me and why he fired me. I want nasty. I want a disruptor because I know there is no polite way out of where we are. You want to turn your life around? You want a disastrous path? You can't do it nicely.
You can't do it politely. It takes drastic things, dramatic things. You want to turn your company around? Your company failing, not making the numbers, things are a disaster. Fire somebody. Fire more than one person. Step in, make a hard decision, blow something up. That's how it's done. I understand some of these picks make people uncomfortable. I haven't even gotten to Tulsi Gabbard yet, and I will get to Tulsi Gabbard. I understand these things make people uncomfortable because it's not traditional, right? It's not traditional, and when we think of attorney general, traditionally, we think of this perfect, put-together, kind of grizzled old Republican who's a lawyer, of course, and he's fought a bunch of cases before the Supreme Court, and he used to be a congressman down in my area in Florida, and he was very well thought of, and he went to Harvard. Did you hear he went to Harvard? Whoa, and then Yale, too, Harvard and Yale. Wow, that's so amazing. And we think we can just polite and nice our way out of this. No, I want to disrupt everything. Oh, but can't we do it nicely? Nicely? No, it cannot. Otherwise, it wouldn't be disruption. So let's do some emails and then we'll get to Tulsi Gabbard in a moment. Before we do those things, let's talk about Pure Talk. Speaking about making changes, we don't like to make changes. When you have a cell phone company, even if you don't like it, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, you don't like them. You don't like what they do with your money. You don't like that they're commie filth. But changing it sounds like a pain, doesn't it? It's a pain. I don't want to have to change companies. Pure Talk practically spoon feeds it to you. You pick up your phone. You dial #250 when you say Jesse Kelly. You'll eventually speak to an American who speaks English. That person works at Pure Talk. They'll be pleasant. They'll be polite. Your bill will be cut down. You'll spend 10 minutes on the phone, and you don't even have to get a new phone. You don't have to get a new number. It's all handled by phone in the mail, and you'll pay less on the same 5G network, and you'll pay a company that shares your values. 10 minutes? We can't take 10 minutes to put our money where our morals are. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have more than an hour left of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Yeah! Let's do some emails. Jesse, if Donald Trump called you up today and asked you to be his White House press secretary, would you do it? It would be hilarious watching you destroy all the commie news media press. Anyway. Would I do it? I don't. For one, Donald Trump is not going to call and ask me. Donald Trump is this time focusing on filling up his cabinet with Trump loyalists, people who are dyed-in-the-wool Trump people and are ultimately loyal to him. And that's exactly what he should do. I'm not complaining about that at all. That's what he should do. I am not a Trump loyalist. That is not who I am. I'm not a loyalist to any politician at all. When Donald Trump is doing great things, I will come on here and say so. When he is doing dumb things, I will come on here and say so. And I've done so many times before. I do not want to work for him because then I would either have to A, set aside my disagreement whenever I had it, and I don't do well with that. I do not do well with being told what to say and what not to say. Or B, I would take a position he would give me and then criticize him from that position, and that is not right either. No, I'm not going to be the press secretary, and he's not going to ask me to be the press secretary. Now, I said all that. I am very passionate about my country, and I'm very passionate about what these communists have done to it, and I want to fix it. If, you know, I brought up Pete Hegseth earlier and how excited I am at the prospect of a change in our military, at changing the direction of this military. When I hear things like this, I get extremely excited.
Well, first of all, you got to fire
You know, you got to fire the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and you got to fire this. I mean, obviously you're going to bring in a new Secretary of Defense, but any general that was involved, general, admiral, whatever that was involved in any of the DEI woke shit, it's got to go. Either you're in for war fighting, that, and that's it. And that's the only litmus test we care about. You got to get DEI and CRT out of military academies, so you're not training young officers to be baptized in this type of thinking. And then, you know, whatever the standards, whatever the.
What if Trump called me up? He will not do that, and said, "Hey, will you help Pete Hegseth clean out the military? I am very happy where I am. I don't want to leave, and I don't want that phone call. The sense of duty I have to my country would make it very, very difficult for me to say no to something like that. I don't think it would be press secretary, because as much fun as it would be to go beat up on those useless commies in the newsroom, it's not critical for the country itself. Cleaning up the military is critical for the country itself. If someone called and said, "Hey, Jesse," and I don't know Matt Gaetz, right? But if Matt Gaetz called and he said, "Hey, Jesse, I want you to be in charge of cleaning out the FBI," that would be very, very difficult for me to say no to, because I would feel obligated to my country. But it's not going to happen anyway, so don't worry. I'm not going anywhere at all. Like I said, Trump's administration should be for hardcore Trump loyalists, of which I am not. And that's what he should do. He's doing the right thing. Jesse, great segment about how the Senate leader will be decided. Just as easy to say, can Trump work around a bad Senate leader, or will this really handicap the whole thing before it gets off the ground? No, look, John Thune is not a disaster yet at all. The things that should concern you about John Thune are A, whipping the votes for Trump's confirmations. I think a lot of these people will get confirmed, but the most important one, what have I told you for a week, is the most important one since the election. AG, nothing comes close to that. Well, with the pick of Matt Gaetz, it is controversial, and it may be difficult getting that confirmation through. If John Thune is the leader of the Senate, he's now the Senate Majority Leader. We are going to need him whipping those votes to get confirmations like that through. If he fails to do that, that's a bad sign. Another bad sign is going to be, you see, Donald Trump believes he has a mandate. You believe he has a mandate. I believe he has a mandate from the American people to change the direction of this country. Donald Trump is going to want to get things done. He's that kind of a guy. He wants to get things done. Order this, order that, renegotiate this, tariffs on this. Okay, all that stuff is fine. Some of those things you'll love, some of those things you'll hate. The problem with wanting to get things done is that can be a very, very dangerous game to play in Washington, D.C. that's full of losers and evil people and snakes. What if there's a huge border and immigration bill, and it builds a lot of wall, and it guarantees an expansion of ICE, all kinds of extra border patrol agents? It even allocates all kinds of money to help improve and streamline the mass deportation process. It's a big border immigration bill. But John Thune is there. He's certainly not an immigration hawk, and he's going to have a lot of big business contacts that want that border open. So, hey, how about 5 to 10 million? You know, we've got 30 to 40. How about 5 to 10 million who are here? What if we give them a path to citizenship? They love to frame amnesty like that, because everyone hates amnesty. What if we, 5 to 10 million, what if we create this huge border bill, all this border security, but without amnesty for, we'll call it, 5 million illegals? And that's the deal John Thune negotiates, and boom, sets that deal on Donald Trump's desk. Donald Trump's sitting there, wants to deport, wants to get things done. You're telling me he's not going to sign that bill? You'd bet your mortgage he's not going to sign that bill? That's the kind of stuff that can really, really hurt us, is if Thune starts letting some real poison pills into bills. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but that was cool. If he starts letting some poison pills into bills that Donald Trump will sign, that's going to be bad. that will be bad. And there are, look, there are other problems I can't foresee. As of right now, he sounds good.
And this Republican team is united. We are on one team. We are excited to reclaim the majority and to get to work with our colleagues in the House to enact President Trump's agenda.
Maybe he's been taking chalk. I don't know. Maybe the old Thune is gone. Maybe this Thune is on a male vitality stack. Because you understand it's natural herbal supplements, right? And you understand that Chalk is running a Black Friday special only in November. When you go to Chalk.com and you use the code Jesse, you unlock a massive discount on subscriptions, any subscription, and Chalk adds a $50 bonus product to your first delivery. Take advantage of something like that. You've heard me talk about Chalk forever. I've never read you something like that. Get a male vitality stack. Get your T levels up, gentlemen. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. And go save some money during the Black Friday special. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.